This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The death toll is expected to continue climbing after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southwestern Haiti Saturday. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Patient Info Project capturing the scene as a woman and child trapped in the rubble in Cape Haitien, saved by people digging them out. The earthquake also did significant damage to the coastal town of Lake High, where it leveled a popular hotel hosting a celebration where officials say many are feared trapped or dead. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says it was a magnitude 7.2 earthquake.
Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Caruso says Haiti could get some strong aftershocks. There's also a tropical storm expected to make landfall early in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden authorized on Saturday an additional 1,000 troops for deployment to Afghanistan, raising to roughly 5,000 the number of U.S. troops to ensure what Biden called an orderly and safe drawdown of American and allied personnel. In a statement Saturday, Biden did not explain the breakdown of the 5,000 troops he said had been deployed, but a defense official said the president had approved Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation that the lead battalion of the 82nd Airborne Brigade Combat Team assist in the State Department's drawdown. The decision came as the Taliban captured the strategic northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif and closed in on Kabul by taking the Logar province just to the south. The city fell after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani pledged in a televised address not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. This is VOA News. Protesters marched through Paris Saturday against a national mandate for a coronavirus health pass. On Monday, legislation was brought into force that requires people to show a QR code proving they have a special virus pass before they can use restaurants and cafes or travel across the country. More than 9,000 COVID-related hospitalizations did not deter protesters who opposed the introduction of the pass. Others showed up to vent their overall frustration with the tenure of French President Emmanuel Macron. Despite what is typically considered a slow summer weekend in Paris alone, there were three different demonstrations taking place. The Australian state of New South Wales entered a snap lockdown Saturday after the state's worst day of the coronavirus pandemic, with 466 new cases and four deaths. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the jump in cases is the largest so far in the state.
We are on a par of being extremely concerned about the situation that we're in New South Wales.
The State Premier also said fines for breaking pandemic rules, such as breaching quarantine orders, had been increased from $737 to $3,685. Ms. Jacqueline did, however, say there was light at the end of the coronavirus tunnel.
New South Wales has pretty much reached 50% of first doses vaccinated. We know that the lockdown coupled with a strong targeted vaccination program is what is going to get us out of this dire situation.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran on Saturday announced new curbs to combat the spread of COVID-19 as deaths and infections surge and the country tries to speed up its vaccination campaign. Iran's National Coronavirus Task Force announced Saturday that government offices, banks, and non-essential businesses must close their doors countrywide from Monday until the end of next Saturday. A ban on car travel between provinces will be in force from noon on Sunday until August 27th, according to a government spokesman. Hit by the Middle East's deadliest outbreak, Iran has officially recorded more than 97,000 deaths and more than 4.38 million infections. Spain endured its hottest day of the year Saturday with temperatures topping 45 degrees Celsius, while authorities in Italy expanded the number of cities on red alert for health risks to 16 as a heat wave engulfed southern Europe. Many southern European countries have suffered days of intense heat accompanied by deadly wildfires in Italy, as well as in Algeria, Turkey, and Greece. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.